Line. I inherited from my mother the knobbly joints and square ends of my fingers. From my father, I got the habit of biting. My nails, their shortness, the frayed missing skin had never bothered me. But now I have a son, and he has begun to bite too. In America, I learned that one can snap a rubber band against one's wrist each time one's hand reaches up toward the mouth. By the back of my hand, the rubber band disappears into the color of my skin, but when I turn and face the inner side, it is a clear division of my body. The first time I saw a cotton tree, I found it beautiful. The cotton, so white in its brown cradle, so soft against the square tips of my fingers, I squeezed the dead flower around it and felt joy from hearing it crackle. As children, we had cups full of sugarcane, would chew on it and spit out the bagasse. Toothless men ran the knobbly stalks through a machine. The juice trickled into our glasses, and the flat piece that came out on the other side was put through it again until everything was gone. The dry split stalk thrown into a pile, limp like blonde hair. When I first arrived in America, I didn't understand what people meant when they said with an American accent that they were Irish or Italian or French. Now that I understand, I asked my mother for a family tree. She said she had never thought of such things, and she wouldn't know much past her grandmother's first name. So what I have is my memory of the faces of my relatives and my own. When I first arrived in America, all I could see was beauty. The snow, fine like sugar, white like cotton, but now all of it, the beauty, the land, the tired metaphors, just make me sad. Before I left for America, I saw an individual in the mirror, but today I see my father, my mother, my brothers, my son, and a man missing skin from tears on his back. And the man who did it. When I looked this morning, I tugged on my rubber band so hard that it broke.